strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 6th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Iman. How you doing, Iman?
I'm great. Yay! Finally get to do a morning update. I haven't been here all season. It feels so good. Like these are the types of podcasts that I enjoy doing the most. Breaking down all the minutia, all the day's details, all of that stuff. So yeah, I'm glad to be back after so long. Oh my god. Ah! And what a doozy of a freaking day I chose, damn.
Yeah. Iman really chose the day, either well or poorly, I guess, depending on how you look at it.
I think both. I think a little bit of both is definitely most appropriate here. I was just thinking that it's going to be a nice little quick little update. I thought it's probably going to be par the course. Alyssa's ass probably going to be up out of here. But no. No.
Not quite.
Completely different. So.
All right. Well. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 61 in the house, and it was a day of drama. As we know, Tiffany won the HOH. She nominated Xavier and Alyssa, but then Alyssa won the tiny little veto. And that means that she will be taking herself off the block, most likely. And, Tiffany will have to replace her with Claire. Xavier has been pissed off ever since Tiffany won this HOH. If you were wondering if he has stopped complaining yet, the answer is no. So be prepared for more of that.
I mean, at this point, like, I don't really have words to say that you haven't already said and other podcasters have already said at this point, like, anytime he comes up today, I'm just going to be like, I mean, since we're in the cookout, right, I'm going to be like, look, X, can you go and grab us some replacements? We're out of this. Like, just go. Just leave. Just go. Come back whenever you feel a little better.
Around the corner.
Head to the store. Grab some more utensils. Grab some more 2 liters. And then come back when you're feeling better, okay? Fix your face. Then return to me. All right? We're done.
Yes. The latest thing that he's upset about, of course, is what they're going to tell Claire when Tiffany puts her on the block or when she tells her that she's going to put her on the block. So that's going on. And there was a lot of talk about what was going to be said, when it was going to be said. And so that's what the conversations are largely about here, in the morning as they're discussing more on like, what are they going to do? Xavier talks to Kyland in the morning, about how, you know, Tiffany, last night, you know, she talked about the plan of like what they might say. But the fact that she even, you know, wants to tell Claire the truth, like unbelievable. And you know what else? She was like, oh, please don't put me on the block next week. Excuse me, says Xavier. Excuse me. She has no right to be making demands of us. She doesn't want to go up on the block. Are you serious? No. She'd better take out Claire. She'd better go up on the block like she's supposed to, or she'll get no jury votes from any of us. Unbelievable that she thinks she can make demands. She's never even seen the block. No. And then you know what? If Alyssa wins, boom, she's gone. We're sending her out.
Yeah, no one is allowed to make any sort of requests, you know. I mean, especially since you didn't do something similar with DX after you threw the competition to him and then tried to tack on a bunch of add-ons for who you wanted to be safe from your little funky-ass alliance. Like, and now you're mad that Tiffany, someone that's actually been working with you more closely than you were working with DX, is saying, like, look, I took the HOH. I understand now if I have to send my girl up out of here, I get it, but I would appreciate it if I didn't have to touch the block. Sure, I get the frustration because you're mad that Tiffany won in the first place. You're mad that Alyssa was potentially going home. I understand it. I get it. You want your person there over Tiffany's person there. And now that Tiffany's being forced to do this, you view it as her fault. But really, it really shouldn't matter if you all are sending all of your pawns out of the door. So does it really matter? Does it really matter? Does it really matter, X? Of course it matters to X. Once again, go take a walk.
This is Xavier says, me and Big D agreed. We're just going to continue to tell Tiffany whatever she needs to hear this week until she puts Claire up. After that, we don't give an F.
Okay. I mean, I get it. Like, Tiffany is his biggest threat to win the game. He's shaking in his boots right now because he knows that, and he knows that there's a chance that she could still very much take him out.
I don't think that's actually the case, because he goes on to say, Kai says, how do you see the game moving forward? He says, well, honestly, after this week, I don't think Tiffany can win this game. I don't think she's a threat at all. I don't think she'll have any jury votes. So maybe it would be in our best interest to keep her, but you know what? F it. She's so selfish. I want her out anyway. Her out.
I think that that's a really ballsy, incorrect move, like our incorrect read. Like, you really think that Tiffany's going to get no votes, or is she not getting your vote? Those are two different things.
Oh, not in X's mind.
Like, come on now, bro. Like, maybe DF doesn't vote for Tiffany. Maybe. But if you're spending all your time talking with DF of all people about this, of course you're going to feel like Tiffany's not. Like, you're talking to the CEO of Tiffany Hate headquarters. Like, come on now.
And Kyland asks, what if Tiffany wins the veto? Who do we take out after Tiffany? And Xavier says, well, the best bet to get us to three is taking Hannah out after Tiffany. Because Azza is a weaker player. It'll be easier for us to take out Azza to get us to three. Now, I believe that X is lying to Kyland about this. Now, he hasn't been talking to Hannah as much lately. He hasn't mentioned to us lately that he wants to go to the end with Hannah. He may be genuinely upset that Hannah shut his complaints down. She's the only one that's not hearing them out as much. But we do know that his plan had been to go after Kyland. He knows that Kyland is one of his bigger threats in the game. So he might be lying to Kyland here. He might genuinely just want to go to the end with the guys now because they're the ones that listen to his complaints the most. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, he could be attributing, like you said, Hannah sort of shutting him down a little bit more to her getting closer with Tiffany. And maybe he's getting a little worried about how Oz is feeling, because Oz is also had words for him today. So it's starting to feel like, you know, maybe going to the end with the guys isn't the worst thing, because I still think that there's a world in which, I mean, yeah, it's a harder road, it's a tougher road with Kylan still there in the end, but I still think that there's a world in which Xavier can still pull out the win. So maybe he's thinking along the same lines, like, how strong is my game? Can I be Kylan? Maybe. We'll see.
So Xavier's also going to talk to Alyssa. He's going to help set up more of this. Hey, I think we can get Tiffany to put Claire on the block. She's so unbelievably arrogant that I think we can get her to do it.
You think that they can? All right. Okay. Okay. I swear, it's these lights, man. It's these Big Brother lights. It's the studio lights. They got you looking at me, people that you actually wouldn't have looked at them before. They got them thinking that, like, having delusions of grandeur that you can get somebody to do the most dumb thing. They've been in there a long time. It's the slop and it's the lights. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Azza talks to Tiffany, and they talk about a lot of things. They talk about how, first of all, Big D likes to take credit for starting the cookout when he didn't actually do it. Like they all came into the game, took one look at each other, and were like,
you were the first person to talk.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you, like, it's one thing to come up with an idea. It's another to execute the idea. Mm-hmm. So just as long as we have that distinction, Mr. DF.
Tiffany says she knows she's screwed next week because nobody's going to want to win the HOH except for Alyssa, essentially. And Alyssa's going to be coming for her, and X is coming for her. And Azza says, well, I'm going to try to win it. Tiffany. And if I win, I'm not putting you up. Don't worry about that. And they talk about what they want to tell Claire. Azza obviously has never been on board with the lies. Tiffany tells her about like the whole thing that they came up with the night before. And Azza's like, this is dumb. Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing? Mm-hmm. Why are we lying? And Tiffany's like, I don't know. I don't want to lie either. Like, she's like, oh, well, mm-hmm. I was under the assumption that this was coming from you, aka from Big D. So why are we lying? Well, Xavier really wants us to. Well, okay. Let's talk to everyone. Let's go talk to people and see where they're really at, because it sounds like it's only one person that doesn't want us to do this.
It's so strange watching sort of like this role reversal here, because it's like weeks ago that Tiffany is the main one getting on Azza and DF's case about lying to Brittany and all of that. And now all of a sudden, Azza's the one that's like, why do we have to do all this lying? Look, you were the person that told me weeks ago that this whole lying thing was stupid. And the way that Tiffany is approaching this whole thing with Xavier so far feels very like, I don't know, it feels like she's sort of like stepping back, because in a way she knows that she sort of put herself in this really tough spot. So she knows that she doesn't have a lot of room to argue her case with her hands tied behind her back. But it also feels like she's trying to let people know, like, look, Xavier's doing a lot right now, guys. Like, look, it's him. Like, he's the one that is making us all feel like we have to walk around on eggshells. It's not me. Look at Xavier. He's going to win, guys. Like, look what he's doing right now. Like, it feels very much as he's trying to surreptitiously throw him under the bus. And I'm kind of interested to see how that's going to pan out. And yeah, Azza, she's tired. She's been tired of all these people. Like, and is reaching a boiling point. And I just wonder how many more ramifications we're going to see going forward from that.
Mm-hmm. So Azza and Tiffany go and talk to Kylan and Hannah. And Azza essentially pitches, like, we should just tell the truth to Claire. Essentially. And they're like, essentially, yeah, whatever. We're fine with that. Like, we're not the ones that have a problem. So Tiffany talks to Xavier and she kind of floats the idea to him. Hey, what do you think about just telling the truth? It seems like everyone else is pretty much on board with the ideas. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've already been setting things up with Alyssa. It wouldn't even make any sense. No. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, he wants to make sure that Alyssa does not catch wind of the fact that he's been lying to her for the majority of for the whole game, pretty much. Which, I mean, I understand on some level, I guess, but like, I think that you are seriously over managing Alyssa's relationship with you if you are that steadfast on the fact that she's going to turn on you before she turns on anybody else in the cookout. The beauty that you have right now with Alyssa is that you are the one person in the house that she can rely on. Is she going to be hurt if she finds out that the cookout is in existence? Yes. But I still think that she has a far more likely position to keep going forward with you, because there's more game relationship established with you as opposed to everybody else.
Amon, no. Xavier knows her better than anybody else. Certainly more than you, Amon, who is just a viewer of this show. Xavier knows her better than anyone else, and Xavier knows that she would want to target him.
All you have to do is tell the girl, look, I tried to save Christian. I tried to save Christian a while back and it wasn't working out. We did our damnedest. We went hard, but he had to go. He had to go, and I didn't want it to happen. But like, look, I'm sorry. We're in this alliance now. But Tiffany broke it. You can even spin it on Tiffany. You can be like, Tiffany just broke the alliance. I don't know about the cookout anymore. We made it this far, but look, I really think that we should go to the end together. Like, there's so much that you can do. Maybe Alyssa's pissed. Alyssa's not dumb. She's not dumb. So she's going to be like, I mean, are you only saying this now because I know about the cookout? Like, is that what this all is? But you can still make this happen for yourself. It doesn't have to be this end all be all. Alyssa can never know. She's going to find out anyway. And you're trying to keep your pawn the longest. So don't you think she's going to be even more upset because she's the last to find out? No one likes to be the last to find out about anything. And Claire is definitely going to be the person that knows before Alyssa does. So don't you think she's going to be even more pissed the longer that you wait this out? You're lucky that it's a double eviction next. You are so damn lucky that you don't have to deal with her for an entire week.
Yeah.
Assuming she's the one that goes out.
If it wasn't a double eviction, I think the double eviction is better than the, you know, supposed triple eviction, but we're still mm-hmm. potentially missing out on some seriously good stuff. If this is a double where Alyssa wins the HOH, because they will be throwing each other under the bus so hard if it's, if it was a full week. A double, mm-hmm. there's not enough time. There's just not enough time. But I will say, you know, I have no issue with Xavier not wanting Alyssa to find out the truth yet. I think it's fair from a self-interested perspective to be like, yeah, I want to retain full control of Alyssa going into next week so that I can control who goes home next week. And it's not going to be me if she wins, and I can throw the HOH to her. And that means I get to compete at six. All of those things are great. However, I do think that the way he is going about it and the lines of argument that he is using are going to backfire on him. A lot of people are talking about, like, this guy's, you know, the threat to win the game. If he makes it to the end, he's going to win. His behavior this week makes me start to doubt that a little bit, honestly. We will see. But I mean, he is acting like a child. And he's making arguments like a child. And that's not going to play well. And it's not playing well with many of the people in the house. But again, you know, he is getting his way ultimately. And you know, if it continues to play out that way, if he makes it to the end, he still very well could be, the winner here. But there are a lot of things he's doing, that are not, I think, playing well, and we'll continue to talk about them as we go through here.
Yeah, I mean, all the logic is sort of there, right? Like, yes, you want to maintain that you have the best relationship with Alyssa in the house. And I remember at the beginning of this, when we started drafting these players, my biggest qualm with Xavier was like, I don't know if this guy is going to have like the warmth that is needed to swing people over to his side, because he came into the season talking about get rid of emotion. But boy, the numbers game, that's a fair point. But you also, just like Alyssa, you have a crush on the girl and you don't want to hurt her feelings. And that is like at the root of all of this. And
exactly.
It's like, it's okay to just say that. Like, because Tiffany is doing the exact same thing with Claire, and you're making it seem like it's Tiffany's fault, but you're doing the exact same thing with Alyssa. It's going to be your fault when she's hurt, and you can't absolve yourself of that. You can't, there's nothing that you can do to absolve yourself of that. Nothing. I know that you're going to try to throw the HOH. Hopefully Alyssa wins. And even if Alyssa doesn't win, it doesn't have to be you that puts her up on the block, but she's going to be expecting your vote, and she's still going to find out about the cookout when she goes to jury. Like, they're all going to tell her. Brittany, DX, Sarah Beth are waiting for her. Like, I would get ahead of it if I could, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. And he's so convinced that Tiffany being the one to send Claire home is going to mean she gets no jury votes from Claire or Derek X or Brittany or Sarah Beth or any of them. But I personally think it's the opposite. I think that if, especially, you know, the way that this ends up going, Claire goes to the jury house, I think that they are going to respect Tiffany for mm-hmm. the choice, the difficult choice that she had to make. And I think they are not going to respect Xavier for sitting back and throwing competitions and not having to make any of those calls, especially if they start to hear, say, Azza gets to the jury and starts telling them about how, I mean, really anybody, Azza, Hannah, Tiffany, or Kylan, they can all go to the jury and start talking about how Xavier talks about how everyone else is selfish except for him. I just don't think that plays well.
I can't remember. Do double evict, like the person that goes out, the second person that leaves on a double eviction, do they still get goodbye messages or no? Do they get recorded later and they see them in the jury house?
In the past, I believe they have recorded them later, then sent them to them in the jury house. It's one of those things where it's never been super consistent as far as I'm aware.
Right. So it's like, because I'm wondering, like, if Alyssa does end up being the person that leaves on Thursday after Claire, does Xavier then just hit that opportunity to say in the goodbye message? Because now that the mission is complete, right? Like, it's all six of them are still there. Do you just say, hey, I was in this alliance.
Yeah. I mean, the plan would be that if it was a full week, that they would tell her after the veto, that they would all tell her. But in a double eviction, maybe they still try to tell her, but I don't know if they even bother in a double eviction. But they probably would then, in the goodbye, if they were.
Yeah, like, can you imagine? I wouldn't want to be like emotionally burdened even for like the 5 minutes. I would like, can you imagine just like trying to like, in that like short amount of time, as it's be you're rushed out of the door, like, oh, by the way, Alyssa, cookout, going strong, six, sorry, buddy, see you, girl. Like, nah, I would just wait at that point.
All right. Well, Tiffany talks to Hannah. I just hate this. I really hate this. I respect Claire so much. I don't want to lie to her. Honestly, she says, Tiffany, I don't even care about winning at this point. I want to give Claire the respect she deserves. What if I focus on like myself and how I feel about, our cause? And I don't bring anything up about anybody else, anything about the alliance. Hannah thinks that's fine. In the meantime, Kyland is, talking with Xavier in the have not room and, Xavier's pacing again. Someone just tell me how this exactly works. You don't even understand. I'm in a position where I have to explain this to Alyssa. Nobody else has to deal with being in that position. Okay. Everybody else, their people are gone already. And I still have to deal with Alyssa being here. So that's just not fair. If Alyssa finds out the truth, she's not going to trust me anymore, Kyland. She's not going to trust me anymore. And Kylan's like, look, I just feel like, you know, when the brigade told Brittany, you know, that was seen as a respectable thing. You know, it's kind of like, it's not just for like the game at this point. It's like, you know, it's just like what you should do out of respect for the person. He's like, to respect to who? Like to the audience, to the person. Like I feel like the audience would respect it more, to be honest, at this point when it's over. You know, it's a matter of respect. It's like, nah, it's worse. It's worse. America's not going to respect that. Come on. It's a different situation too. Like, I know Alyssa better than anyone else in this house. I am the expert on Alyssa. You should refer to my knowledge. And I know that she will be coming for me, if this happens. And that's just not fair. If she wants to tell Claire, just send me home now. Just send me home now if she's going to tell Claire the truth.
Xavier, we need more paper plates. Like, I mean, I can't stress this enough. I seriously think that it is such a wrong, it's just such a lack of confidence in the relationship that he has with Alyssa. If he really, truly believes that he is going to be enemy numero uno if she would have found out about the cookout. He is not the only person that would have been lying to her. Of course, it would have felt the worst coming from him. But I still believe that if I'm Alyssa, I'm not just jumping ship. I'm not, especially because all X has to do is say, like, look, I tried to keep you here as long as possible. I was even hoping that you would be the one to win this last HOH before the cookout, just so that we could maybe make run deep into this game together. That's all you really have to say. And it makes sense. It makes sense. It makes sense. So, like, I don't know why you're thinking that Alyssa is going to, like, be hell hath no fury. Like,
yeah. To me, this whole situation has made it very clear to me that Xavier, without the cookout, would not find success in this game. I mean, he cannot handle the slightest bit of adversity. It was fun when he, like, it was funny and fun when, like, something would kind of a little bit, like, something that was, like, super tiny, he'd be like, what are these people doing? This is ridiculous. Like, oh,
but
that
he
was
had
funny.
No, there was no danger for him. Like, the cookout was still relatively hidden. Like, he was able to sort of
overreacting to things. That's funny.
Yeah.
Mm.
But now, because that was when I was feeling the most like, oh wow, my read was so off. Like, maybe Puya really had something going when he drafted him. And to Puya's credit, I think, I mean, X still made it this far, and X could still very much win this game. So it's not like he's completely out of the water. But like, a lot of what I was feeling like I was like, I don't know about this guy. Like, he seems a little, it's a little too by the book. And it's all coming out now. Like, the chickens are, like, the chicken lawyers are coming home to bang the gavel. Okay. Like, it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. And it's been a lot. And I don't know. I mean, if he makes it to that final two, I'm going to be interested to see what that speech is looking like. Like, is it looking like, oh my God, guys, like, I worked so hard to get here. I'm just so thankful for all of you. Yada, yada, yada. This is why you had to go. This is why you had to go. Or is it going to be like, I had to do so much work. All of y'all were overreacting the whole time. You have no idea the amount of emotional burden that I had to do, and it's your fault that you did this. Your fault that you did this. You better give me the money. Give me the $750,000. Law school was expensive, baby. I got student loans to pay back.
I'm sure you all did plenty of things. I didn't see any of it, but I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did some stuff, but I did the most, clearly.
Way more than any of you. Yeah. Okay. Any day of the week.
So, Xavier talks to Azza. Which is where I just got that statement. She gets into it a little bit with him, about whether the truth should be told to Claire. He says, no, it's not fair to me, because if Alyssa finds out, she's going to come after me. And he says, she says, look, I want to ask you a question. Do you think I haven't been pulling my weight? Cause she had this conversation with Big D the night before. He said that she's been routing his cocktails. And he goes, it's just, she says, be honest with me. Do you think I haven't been pulling my weight? What do you mean by pulling your weight? In the cookout. Well, I wouldn't say it that way. I mean, I wouldn't phrase it that way. I think that's very demeaning. He has phrased it that way in the past. And like, I'm not worried about your feelings. I'm just trying to find the best way to articulate it. Like, I mean, when Brittany was here, you know, it caused problems, right? But ever since Brittany left, like, maybe this sounds like it's like part of you died. And like, you didn't give a crap anymore. Like, you've been much better since then. You haven't won anything, but like Big D hasn't won anything and he's been doing stuff. So, you know, it's, and she's like, I mean, I've been doing stuff too. Yeah. And I'm sure you have. If you have been doing stuff, I'm just not aware of it. Okay. That's what I'm just not aware of. I don't think you're doing nothing. I'm just not sure what it is that you are doing. Does that make sense? So,
oh, yeah.
Okay. So we're cool. I'm going to go now. I'll talk to you later. This is genuinely the end of the conversation. Except he goes, oh, well, also, we probably shouldn't hang out too much this week. You know, Alyssa had this idea that like we should play up that, you know, because of the zing, we should like, you know, not be cool with each other. So we should probably just like not. Yeah. So.
You know, Azza has been very interesting for me pretty much this entire season long. She's not, I think, what any of us expected her to be, which to some people can be very disappointing. To me, I'm like the more and more that I watch her on the feeds, the more and more that I'm starting to be like, no, that's just Azza. Like, Azza is just like, this is her personality and it's not necessarily geared for this game. Which is frustrating for most. For me, it's rather interesting because she'll have these moments where she does sort of give her input and stand up for herself. And she's like, look, this whole lying thing, it's stupid. It really is, especially since we've all made it this far. And I mean, I already feel like I'm like a bit of a stepping stone for the rest of you. So the very least that you could do in return is to listen to me when I'm telling you what my feelings are. And the fact that she couldn't even get this straight up answer from Xavier about whether or not she's been pulling her weight, like, no wonder she feels so isolated most of the time. It's because people don't even really like to speak with her because they assume that she's going to go off the rails, when Azza really never has gone off the rails. Azza might complain and she might go to Big D and you know, it vent a lot of the time, but Azza has really been like, all right, I'll just move out the way. I'll move out the way. I'll let y'all do what y'all need to do because it's in the interest of the six. And people like X make that characterize that as her doing nothing when really she is just trying to be as biggest an asset in the way that she knows how. That might have been a long-winded way of saying Oz is not good at this game. But I still feel like there is more credit that maybe she does deserve from people like Xavier, who think, oh, just because I've been throwing all of these competitions and all of these people have had ample opportunity to win them, even though we've been throwing them to specific people for the most part, and the one that Ozzy was supposed to win didn't get thrown to her, that means she's not pulling her weight. So it's like, this... I don't know how to feel about Xavier and Azza in this situation. I think that Azza is, for the most part, is making some really cool points. There's no point in lying. And I think the least that Xavier could do is hear that a little bit more. I mean, because why not? You need her vote too, girl.
Look, in terms of who has like carried weight for the cookout, Xavier is not that much further up the ladder than Azza. Exactly. I mean, like, they both had a person. Brittany was Oz's person. Xavier's was Alyssa. Neither of them have contributed to the structure of what the cookout is doing. In fact, I'd say Xavier has actually caused more problems than Azza even did, because he's the reason. The toughest moment for the cookout all season long was Christian's HOH when he wanted to target Hannah, and Xavier is directly responsible for that happening. Xavier screwed up big time because he encouraged Christian to put Hannah up on the block because he thought that that was going to be better than his previous plan. And that very nearly destroyed the entire cookout. Xavier also that week, by the way, was like, if they want Hannah out, then we're going to have a conversation about dropping one of our people early. And Hannah had to be the one to step in and save herself because he failed to beat Sarah Beth in the battle of influence. He's very high on his own contributions here when he really should not be.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, how much of the work did you already set up for yourself to complete? Like, you did that and you had to go clean up the mess that you made. And so now, and on top of that, you're dealing with all of this Tiffany drama, you feel like you had to mediate between Tiffany and Azza. So you feel like you have done so much to keep them together. And I guess in a way you have, sure. But I mean, in terms of like the group moving forward in general, like, I don't think that you really have done as much as you think that you may have. You certainly aren't the architect for a lot of the stuff that's been going on anyway. So yeah, like, and then to tell Azza, like, yeah, well, when Brittany left, you sort of got better. So because Azza sort of like laid over and died in your eyes,
that's her being a
better player. But you're also trying to argue that she doesn't carry her weight because she's laying over and dying.
Yeah. Okay. A part of you died when Brittany left, and that made you a lot better.
It made you a little more palatable.
Because you didn't care anymore, which made you a lot easier for me.
All right.
So Azza talks to Big D. She's very frustrated that Xavier will not listen to her. She says she came up with such a good case for telling the truth. Everyone is on board except for Xavier. Big D, of course, jumps to the defense of Xavier. He says, "Hey, if you think about it, though, this is not Xavier. It's all Tiffany's fault for winning the first place. None of this would be happening if Tiffany hadn't won that competition." And she's like, you know, screw it. If you guys don't feel like I'm pulling my weight, I'm just going to have to figure out what I'm doing in this game. I'm going to have to figure myself out. He says, what? Nobody thinks that. You told me that last night, Big D. And I just asked Xavier about it. He couldn't give me one example of how I have any use to him. He said, what? No, I didn't mean it. I was just frustrated. So don't worry. What?
I mean, Big D is the last person that needs to be telling anybody about their style of gameplay. The very last person. The last of the last. So go ahead, girl, if you want. But the thing is that these people are votes. Like, I understand that y'all are all in the same alliance and all of you want a black winner. But if there's two black people in those final twos, I'm not going to vote for the one that told me that I wasn't doing crap the whole game. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to vote for the person. Well, she might actually, because she still likes X. So we'll see.
I mean, my thing is like, okay, X.
I can't even make that point.
be as arrogant as you want when it comes to your own contributions versus Oz's contributions. Maybe you genuinely feel this way. Whatever. You're still playing a game. If she asks you if she hasn't carried her, if you think she hasn't carried her weight, no. No, of course you have. You've done an amazing job. You have helped me in this game. You have helped Big D in this game. Like, where would we be without you, Azza? You have such a kind heart. You are the heart of our entire group. You are the most selfless person in this entire game. And you know what? That's true. I just said true things that he could have said. He didn't even have to lie. But instead, he is so wrapped up in his own importance that he couldn't even come up with a lie to tell Azza that he respects her.
Yeah. If you can't even handle Azza, you think you're going to be able to manage? All right. It's a lot. It's a lot. And I sympathize with Azza's frustrations here. I think that a lot of this still ultimately has to do with a lot of, you know, a bit of her passive gameplay here. She feels like now that we're in the end and somebody has won an HOH that got thrown to them or had to send this person home or do this, like, now she feel, now that insecurity is starting to seep in a bit, and maybe she's starting to believe it a bit herself. Which to me would just be like, all right, well then, girl, get up and make something happen for yourself in the end of this game. There is still a lot of game to be played. We have a few weeks left. There is still stuff that you can do here. Don't let Xavier be the litmus test for your prowess in this game. Like, you don't have to listen to what he says. And if you do, then take the bits of it that you can appreciate and then use it to modify your game at this point, because that's all that X is good for your game right at this point, sis. Like, that man is not, it's not giving. It's not. So move on, please.
Yeah. So Tiffany talks to Claire. And she says, look, I've been trying to figure out what to do here. It's like, this is it. Oh boy. She says, look, my target was Alyssa. I have done my best this week to, you know, make things work. And I know that by winning this HOH, I've put a target on my back. But I did tell myself at the start of this game that I can't be responsible for sending home Xavier, Azza, Hannah, Big D, or Kylan. And I knew they were all coming for you this week, which is why I wanted to win this. But I can't be the one to send one of them home. Are you putting me up? I have to put you up. But you can fight. You can try to get the votes. They're gonna vote me out, Tiff. They're gonna vote me out. Every single one of them, they're gonna vote me out. You should have Hannah's vote. You could try to get Azza and Kylan. They're gonna vote me out, Tiff. I don't wanna do this. I love you so much, Claire. But look, if the house decides to send X home, that's on them. It's not on me. So I want you to campaign. I want you to try to get those votes, but I have to do it. Are you guys in an alliance? No, I have my own idea of how I want to play this game. And I know very well that I'm probably just going to follow you right out the door. But this is what I have to do. And I want to be as honest with you as I can. And please, you have every right to be upset with me. They're crying now. They're both crying. Claire says, I'm not upset with you. I love you, Tiffany. She starts sobbing. Tiffany starts sobbing. She says, I wouldn't have done this to you. And Tiffany says, I know. And she says, I was even telling them like I was going to take you to the end, even though I was going to lose to you. I came into this game thinking I was going to be so cutthroat, but I haven't been able to be. And she says, but you know what, Tiffany, like you have to do what you have to do. You stick to your guns. I'm still going to be rooting for you. I'm going to be fighting for you on the jury. You better win that veto next week. And we're going to be friends outside of this house.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm glad you watched that whole thing because I didn't. In fact, I had the feeds playing like over my loudspeaker around the house. I was like doing like chores and shit and laundry or whatever. And the minute I heard that door close and then the only voices that I heard were Claire and Tiffany, I was like, oh, all right, all right. And then they started talking and then I could hear the shakiness in Claire's voice and I just had to shut it down and then read updates as they came through because I just couldn't do it. This sucked. This really, really sucked. It was so interesting though, because I asked our good friend Peridium, because I know that he was a big feedster back during BB12. It was his first season that he'd ever watched, and he said he started talking. Like, I asked him, like, is this kind of what it felt like watching the feeds when the Brigade finally broke the news to Brittany? And he said it was sort of like that, only that, you know, I wasn't really rooting for the Brigade that much, but here I am kind of rooting for Tiffany and I love Claire, but you know, it's a little bit different, but like the emotional apex of it all is still pretty much the same. And I agree, like, we sort of have been, you know, skating by with the cookout. We had so many good, easy house targets in the beginning. And then things started to get a little bit personal. We got that whole thing with Brittany. And then the Sarah Beth of it all. And then we had to say, like, the audience sort of had to say goodbye to DX. And now we're really witnessing, like, the real icky guts of the underbelly of this alliance and the real emotional toll that it's taking on people, especially Tiff and Claire in the situation. And it sucks. I mean, I don't even really know what else I can say about it. It's hard. It's been very difficult for me throughout this entire season, having to talk about why the cookout exists and all of that, and hold that truth, and also simultaneously hold the truth that all of the non-cookout members of this season aren't exactly responsible for the history of the show. They're not responsible for the casting decisions of other seasons. It does, none of that really lies on their shoulders. So the fact that all of them have to pay for it, it's a very icky feeling, because while you want the cookout to succeed, while I want the cookout to succeed, did they have to do this? Did they have to do it this way? And I think that you're going to get a lot of varying opinions on that. Like, so many people believe that the only way to get a Black Big Brother winner was for there to be no other options than Black people in that house. Some people think, oh, you know, maybe we just to the best of our ability to not turn on each other. If one of us gets clipped along the way, it's fine, and we'll just all make sure that we control the votes to the end and get to the end, and one of us will win. But they chose the former, and it took a lot. It took a lot. And I feel for Tiffany here. I feel for Claire here, because Claire, I mean, in a lot of ways, we can sit here and talk about how Claire really hasn't done much for herself in this game. And in a lot of ways, this is still kind of her fault as well. Like, she's still culpable in this. But does she deserve to get put up on the block from who she thinks is her number one ally in the game at the final eight, when they're so close to the end? of course not. And so we're all just sort of really struggling with how to juggle all of that. And it sucked. I could not watch it. I couldn't watch it. It sucked.
Yeah, it's a powerful thing, I think. And I talked about this on my Twitch stream yesterday, right after it happened as well. But you know, because I do see a lot of people, and I made a tweet about it, and I let's be honest, I don't read many of the responses I get on Twitter. I could see the general sort of sentiment. That there were a lot of people like, and I can see it in the chat here as well. Like, why should I feel bad for Tiffany, when she's still lying to Claire? Why should I feel bad for Tiffany when this is her choice? Why should I feel bad for Claire if she's, you know, she's the one that put herself in this position with her bad gameplay, whatever. There's all kinds of different reasons that people can tell themselves to be like, nah, this is, I don't have to care about this. Or that I'm upset about this and I want to blame one of them. But you're just an observer in this, and there are two real people who are experiencing real pain. Mm-hmm. Tiffany doesn't want to do this. She doesn't want to lie to Claire either. She has something that she feels is more important to her than both her relationship with Claire and her own personal prospects in the game. And she is sacrificing that. She's intentionally going through this pain, genuine pain, for the sake of this goal to get these six to the six. And you can say, well, that's dumb because Xavier isn't going to do that. These people don't even care about her, whatever. She knows, and she's still making that choice.
She knows like that. And that, I think that's where a lot of my frustration comes from. And I'm trying to be as, you know, I'm trying to be understanding as well, because I get it. People just want to watch Big Brother. I get it. Like, I get it. But this season was never going to just be a normal season of Big Brother. From the moment that they changed that casting benchmark, this season was never going to be that way. It was never going to be just strictly about gameplay. And it rarely ever is with Big Brother. I mean, there are some seasons more than others. But we're witnessing a literal, you know, a smaller version of a larger issue in this country. And I know I'm not trying to get political. I'm not trying to bring that in here, but I mean, it still rings true that that sort of thing is seeping through into this culture of the show. And I think that in a lot of ways, this season was so necessary because it is now forcing all of us to deal with it when we don't want to. Tiffany is having to deal with this when she doesn't want to. She does not want to put Claire on the block, but she also cannot go home to all of these Black people that are saying, I can't believe that you guys made it that far and that you decided to turn on all of them. That pressure is a very real thing that some people won't understand. I understand it. That's not your life. That's not your purview. That's not your experience. So it's hard for you to wrap your mind around that. I get it, but it is real to Tiffany. And that's all that really matters here. How you feel about the situation, it is what it is. But it has no effect on what is happening right now. And I think ultimately, we all just want people to be able to go into Big Brother and just do whatever they want to do. No matter, like, no matter what you look like, you like this person, you want to be in alliance with that person. You hate that person, you want them gone. And it shouldn't matter where any of us come from, what any of us look like. But the fact of the matter is, for the past 20 years, it has mattered. And this is like the culmination of all of that. And it is my hope that in the future, after we see what the cookout has done, we're like, you know what? That was cool what they did. I understand why they did it that way. I understand like how emotional that was. Maybe we should work on moving towards things in a more balanced nature for everyone. That's all anybody really wants. That's all any of us really want. It just so happens that this season is the first one that has the most amount of pressure on it, that has so much riding on it that these players have put on themselves and the audience has put on them as well. So, and it's so hard to have all of that in my brain, but still have to sit there and look at Claire Gilholm because of Tiffany. It's so hard. And I think that people should learn to sit in that discomfort. That's kind of what that's where I'm at with it. Like you either need to learn how to do that or just, I don't know. I don't know. I can't, I don't know what else to tell people at this point. I don't know what else to say. If you can't look at that conversation that happened between the two of them and understand even a sliver of the difficulty, that I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say. This is real life, and this is Big Brother with real life people. And this is what happens in the year 2021 on Big Brother 23. That's what it is.
I absolutely love what you said there. I mean, it is uncomfortable, and I think that's one of the reasons why people try to find reasons to not care, to be like, well, I don't have to care. I don't have to feel bad because of this. Or, you know, this is something that's uncomfortable to me, and I want to come up with a reason why it shouldn't have to exist. That this shouldn't have happened because of X, Y, and Z. You can poke holes in Tiffany's reasoning all you want. You can say, well, why did it have to be these six to the six? Why couldn't it be four to the four? Or why couldn't it be a black winner without having to get the six to the six? Why couldn't it be that she does this? Why couldn't she have told a little bit more of the truth? Why couldn't she have done X, Y, or Z? But the fact is, this is her. This is her choice. This is her cause. And it's what she believes. Is there nothing that you would sacrifice a relationship in the game, your position in the game, to accomplish? There's nothing that you believe in so strongly that you would make that kind of sacrifice? Because if there is, then transfer that to Tiffany, because she believes in what she's doing just as strongly.
And also like, props to Claire for like how she's handling it. Like the thing, another thing that's like, I mean, there's still time for Claire to, you know, who knows, Claire could go to jury and hear the whole thing about the cocaine and be like, screw Tiffany. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's very unlikely. But I mean, if Claire is able, even immediately after hearing what happened, what's going to happen to her, if she is able to approach this with so much grace, and why can't the rest of us? Like, if she's not, like, we can't care more. We can't possibly care more than Claire does, because it's happening to her, you know? So I think that's what makes it even worse. It's why I couldn't even watch it, because it was like, it'd be easier for me if Claire did have that volatile reaction, because I'd be like, yeah, sis, I get it. I get it, sis. And Tiffany, you did this because you didn't have to win the HOH girl and you screwed yourself. Like, it would have been a much easier viewing experience. Maybe that says something about me as a person, but it would have been way easier for me to see that versus Claire just like accepting her fate and being like, I get it. Because at that point, like, you're not like, I know that a lot of people were upset because Tiffany did not share the entire truth, right? Like, she kind of skated around that no in terms of like, was she in the alliance? But Claire knows, like, no one, you don't elicit that kind of emotion. You're not sobbing if you still believe that there's a big chance that you can stay. She knows what Tiffany is getting at here. She knows that this is something that is larger than the both of them. She gets it, even if they don't plainly spell it out. Like, it's there. And so it was just so hard to like see that and hear her be like, you know what? I'm not going to be mad. I get it. I'm not going to be mad. It's just, oh my God.
And I'm also frustrated with the people who supposedly care about Claire, saying, well, of course, Claire has to pretend to be okay with this because she would be eaten alive if she raised any fuss, because I think that is extremely disrespectful to Claire, because you are discounting her genuine beliefs. I mean, the person who is running her Twitter account clearly feels the same way. She came into this game feeling the same way. She is the person that on the feeds, while the HOH competition is still going, says, I don't believe in circus animals. Like she believes in these things. She is genuinely making a sacrifice here, not only to the sacrifice of like her game in that sense, but she's sacrificing the righteous anger of somebody that is screwed over, right? She's, I don't need that. I understand and I can empathize with it. And that's grace. That is strength. And to say that it is not genuine, is an insult, in my opinion, to Claire. She says to the cameras afterwards, I'm not mad at Tiffany and nobody else should be, especially not on my behalf. She says, even if Tiffany is playing me right now, still kudos to her. Because she believes in that, in what Tiffany's doing. She understands it. And she does say to the camera she wouldn't have necessarily taken Tiffany to the end. So that's still up in the air. But absolutely, I think for Claire, especially, like, I mean, let me tell you guys, when you are T-boned by an emotional, like, just wallop. I mean, I genuinely could, I think, compare this to, like, you're in a relationship, you think everything's going well, and then they sit you down one day and they say, this is not going to work. Sorry. Like, that kind of emotional whiplash that is, it can be scarring because it creates a paranoia in you. Like, to be able, you don't have the presence of mind in that moment to be like, okay, well, I have to act a certain way, even though I don't feel it. Like, you are giving your genuine, that is your genuine self in that moment. In that moment of you being at your lowest, you are showing who you really are. And that is who Claire really is. I respect her so much.
Yeah, me too. And there really wasn't much that Claire could do, because it would be so different if Claire were just like, nominating herself for being like, you know, literally laying her game down the line for this. And she's not doing that. She can't do anything. Like, she, her ally lost, and now she's going up on the block, and it is what it is. And she's being so kind about it. And I just, oh man, that was probably one of the hardest things that I have ever had to sit through while watching live feeds of Big Brother. Like, I don't think I've ever really felt like that in a long time, which is why I was so eager to like ask Caridium what it was for Brittany. Did you watch during Brittany, right? Or no?
Yeah. It was,
how did you?
Not exactly the same.
Right.
The Brigade. Right. Was a different thing, and not everyone felt super bad about it at the time. So, I would not say it was the same thing, but it was still an interesting moment. I mean, and for very different reasons. This to me, it goes so far beyond the game, and it's such a thought-provoking and powerful moment, and it has genuinely inspired me, the strength of these women, and I'm so glad that this is coming from a show that I've invested so much in. Like, this show is trash sometimes, but to me, this is the strength of what this show can be, even when it's not about, because it's not all about the game all the time, guys. It's also about the people, and this is about the people.
That's always been like my biggest draw to it. Like, and I mean, I feel like I've said this on the podcast before. I feel like, you know, being in the BB community and the RHAP community has really helped me hone my own sort of understanding of strategy and game mechanics and all of that. And that's all fascinating and fun to talk about. But I think Big Brother for me has always been more about this kind of stuff. And it can be such an instrument in times like the times that our country is going through right now. And it really just, I mean, to use all the platitudes and the cliches of microcosms and holding up a mirror, I know that sounds so overdone and so overused, but this right here is like a moment where you're like, okay, yeah, totally understand it. Totally get it. I can see how these real people are bringing their real lives into this game and how it's affecting all of them. And it forces you to think, it forces you to talk, and hopefully it changes things for the better. And that's all I can really say about it at this point, is that, you know, it's an unfortunate situation. It's a bit bittersweet. And I think it all will mean something bigger in the long run. I really do. I'm really hoping so. I know that there are some people that we're just never going to reach, that I'm never going to reach, and I have to just be okay with that. There are just going to be some people that are just determined to just have the opinions that they have and not see further than that. And that's fine. That's fine. You can't save everybody, essentially, you know, but I do hope that the vast majority of us are able to walk through this in all of its like pain and ickiness and come out a lot better and a lot more understanding as people.
All right. Well, they continue on in this conversation, Tiffany and Claire, to talk a little bit more about the game. And in particular that, you know, Claire is going to campaign against Xavier. I believe Tiffany, in fact, there's extra reason to believe Tiffany later in the night, when she says she would love for Claire to succeed, in her campaign. Because again, she can't be responsible for taking Xavier out. But if Hannah, Azza, and Kylan decided they wanted to do that, she would be very pleased. So they talk a lot about Xavier and how he needs to go and different things that Claire is going to use to campaign against Xavier. During this conversation, during all of the crying, first of all, there was a funny moment where Tiffany was like talking about how strong Claire is and how wonderful she is, the queen from Queens. And Claire's like, can I tell you something? I'm not actually from Queens. I live in Manhattan. It was like,
not the borough switch. Wow.
She's like, can I tell you something? I'm not really 22. He's like, I know, Tiffany. It was funny. But at one point during this conversation, as they're sobbing in each other's arms, Azza waltzes up. Hey, Claire, you're... Ooh, and she slowly closes the door. And she walks away. And she goes downstairs. And she finds Kylan and Xavier working out. If you're watching the quad cam of this, then you're seeing Kylan and Xavier on the bottom half of the feeds while they're sobbing on the top half of the feeds. Doing their workout. She goes down. She's like, it's happening. Wasn't this supposed to happen later? Or what's going on? And Xavier's like, well, she better not be saying too much. This is not being selfish, just that it's just not fair to me if Alyssa finds out nobody else has their person left. I still have to deal with having my person. So it's not fair if she finds out the truth. Well, I still have to deal with her. So this better be...
Amon, don't say that. Don't say that.
Okay. I just hope
that during the postseason, just ask good questions to Xavier. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right. So Claire talks to Kylan. She says, you're not going up, Kylan. I'm going up. She explains the whole thing, that Tiffany does not want to be responsible for sending a black person home. He's like, oh, like Devon. Yeah. Like just like Devon. She goes on to talk about Xavier and how he's going to win this game if he stays in the game and so on and so forth. That's going to be Claire's main response. Claire doesn't really talk to many people other than Kylan after this. She talks to Hannah a little bit later. We'll talk about that, but she's kind of take the day here. Azza talks to Big D. She's done with X. So she says, because they got interrupted earlier. Hannah came in and interrupted their conversation while she was complaining about X. She said, he had the gall to tell me that I caused problems with Brittany. He's doing the same thing with Alyssa. He said, I have no value in this game. He said that he was like, oh, we shouldn't even hang out together. I didn't even get to tell you that part. He said we shouldn't even hang out together because Alyssa said so. And now he's acting like I caused problems. And he's acting the exact same way. And Big D's like, hey, girl, you need to talk to X about this. This is not okay. You should be talking. She's like, I am talking to him about it. He doesn't care. I've tried talking. This is on him, not on me. And he's like, oh, okay. I just feel like this needs to get worked out.
DS is so useless.
Like, you're not going to go after Xavier though. She said, no, I'm still going for Kai first. I'm just like,
Oh my God. Why would you tell Azza that Alyssa came up with that? Why would you tell her that? Why?
It's no sense.
Was so stupid. Oh my God.
Tiffany talks to Azza, and Tiffany says, thank God for you, Azza, because you were so helpful to me this morning. God sent you to me, and you helped me through this tough situation. And I really appreciate you. And Azza comforts her a bit for the, you know, emotional toll of what she had just had to do. It's a nice conversation.
It is. And, you know, I'm glad that, I mean, however it even happened in this, they came together a bit. I'm glad that it's happening because the two of them have sort of been like, and I think most of that can be attributed to Tiffany. Azza most certainly doesn't always handle things the best, but Tiffany can be very, very dismissive a lot of the time. And so I was glad that Tiffany was able to sort of be like, you know what, I need Azza a lot more than maybe I was giving her credit for in the beginning, and was showing some appreciation for that. Because yeah, you do need her, not only in like not even just emotionally wise, but game wise, you need her. You need her. So you better start giving her what she's due. So
yeah. Claire talks to Hannah. There's one point in the day where Hannah's like, how's your day been, Claire? So she lets Hannah know that she's going up shortly before she ends up going to bed. Hannah, of course, is going to also pretend to be surprised. And they talk about the votes and how they're going to need Oz's vote if she wants to stay. She's already talked to Kylan. She feels like Kylan could be on board. They're going to need Azza. Hannah talked to Azza about this prior. Azza said to Hannah, it's okay for you to tell Claire that she has your vote. You can say you can say at the end of the day, if you need to, that, you know, you also didn't want to vote for a black person to leave. I have actually voted for, she's like, I actually voted for a black person to leave twice. or a person of color, at least. She voted against Derek X, and she voted against whoever's on the block next to Britney. I don't remember it now. Yes, Big D was there. She voted against Big D. She said, I can sort of like be like, I'm not sure. I can, sort of create that. And then, so that's the plan. Claire's going to be pitching for Azza. So Tiffany then talks to Hannah. She says, X gotta go. X has got to go. And Hannah's like, I agree. I wasn't with you on this, but I fully agree now. He has got to go. We got to take him out at 6 before Big D. She's like, and Tiffany goes, definitely before Big D. I mean, we could vote him out now if we wanted to. It's like, no, we're not going to do that. Not before the 6. Like, no, of course not. I was just joking. I wouldn't do that.
But if we wanted to.
they say they don't know if X will stay true to the 6 himself, that he might try and just run to the end with Alyssa. And Tiffany's like, if he tries to do that, let me tell you, I will be throwing him so far under the bus with Alyssa. He will not know what hit him. And it's, so they're like, okay, but they both agree now. X has to go first at 6. This is a big loss to Xavier here. They talk about how they really need to get Kai on board with this. It's very annoying to them that Kai is so overconfident about his position with Xavier. They need to get him to target Xavier. So Tiffany heads downstairs, grabs Kylan in the middle of talking to Xavier.
Yeah, go get your new man. Go get him. Bring him upstairs.
This has a double purpose, perhaps. once Hannah leaves, maybe he can stick around a little. They tell Kylan, hey, you need to be targeting X. Why won't you target X at 6? And Kylan says, Xavier's not targeting me. He's not a threat to my game. And they're like, yes, he is. You don't get it. At the very least, Kylan, don't you understand? We need you. You took out our savior, Derek. And now we need you. If you're with X, you're jeopardizing our safety in this game. If you don't see that X is going to win this thing, you must be working with him or deluded, because, he is targeting you and you need to get him out. But Kylan not really budging too much here. They are not going to be able to rely on Kylan, at least at this time, to take Xavier out. But the both of them are looking to try to take Xavier out at 6, which is a new addition to the plan.
They could at least push for Kylan to really win the next HOH, you know, like, so that way Alyssa goes up and out.
Yeah.
Hopefully, unless she wins the veto, of course. And then y'all are all there to fight against X at the final six. So if you can't get them one way, at least go for the other way. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I like this. This is also the conversation with Hannah's insurance policy that she brings up.
Yes. So Kylan goes to the bathroom at one point, and Hannah explains that she feels like, you know, she's talking about jury votes. She thinks that that they can beat Kylan, and that Kylan can't beat anybody, basically. So Hannah is now thinking, and they're going to talk about this, a final three: Tiffany, Hannah, Kylan, which has always been Tiffany's final three. Hannah now thinks this is what's best for her game as well. Xavier goes first, then Big D, Azza, and a final three of them and Kylan. I think Hannah assumes that Kylan would probably bring her to the end, because why would he bring Tiffany, who's harder to beat, probably? Now, we know that's probably not the case, that he would probably bring Tiffany, but I think that's sort of what she's seeing, and that's the insurance policy, is that Kylan is an easy beat in the end, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that makes a lot of sense, because I mean Xavier is just it's a no shot, because if all of you are trying so hard to get this man out and he still makes it to the end, you're all going to vote for him, so he's got to go. And I think the best road for Hannah definitely is what she came up with last night, and I think that it makes a lot of sense for Tiffany as well. I think that this final three is, I mean, maybe. And if something happens along the way, and maybe Azza ends up in there somehow afterwards, and maybe not Hannah. Oops. Sorry, Hannah. Like, it still kind of make that thing happen. This is interesting. So right now we have, who's going for the HOH again? It's just pretty much Hannah.
So next week, Azza will go for it. I mean, I guess Big D will go for it, but who even knows what he would do?
Yeah, what the hell would he do? I guess Hannah and Tiff.
Hannah, I'm not sure. I assume she will be going for it. But she is a self-interested player, and if she finds it to be in her own interest to not win it, she could maybe not win it, but that it would be a risky play. It's a risky play either way.
Yeah, because if you lose Tiff and you're taking yourself to the slaughter, you should just.
And not only lose Tiff, but I mean, it could fall on her if Tiffany wins the veto. So
right. So yeah, I think Hannah definitely should be going for it. I think Kylan, the same reasoning for wanting to win this past HOH is the same reasoning that she should be wanting to win this one. You claim that Xavier's not coming after you. You also kind of feel good with Hannah and Tiffany. Win this HOH, no one's going to be coming after you, well, except Azza. Azza could so definitely come after you at the six.
Yeah.
But I think that there's still more people that are going after X than they are after you. So just by sheer numbers.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, my. This is getting good.
I think there's going to be a lot of conversation about this once the dust settles with Claire. Who's going for the HOH next week? Whether Kai is going to try to go for it. If Hannah's going to go for it. But I mean, there's double danger here, because even if Alyssa doesn't win the HOH, if she wins the veto, you're still looking at Tiffany being in a lot of danger. Just as Xavier and, you know, other people might be looking to, throw the HOH to Claire, I fully believe that Xavier would also likely throw the veto to Claire, or sorry, to Alyssa. Alyssa.
Which is still so, like, I get it in the long run, I get it, but you're still, at this point, y'all have existed too long in this game together for you to get away with that. I know that you've been talking about how Xavier thinks that he can just win out in the end. I don't think it's that easy. Like, because they're going to know that you threw it to Alyssa, no matter what the competition is. They're going to know that you wanted Alyssa to do this. And there is no, Tiffany has to go up because there's a Claire next to her. Claire's gone. So you're pretty much, whoever Alyssa puts up, everybody in the cookout is going to be looking at you, not Alyssa. So the fact that you think that you're going to be able to keep winning HOHs and vetoes for the next six or five cycles, I'm like, this is, at this point, you have to do exactly what you're forcing Tiffany to do. You need to send Alyssa's ass up out of here and then hope Maybe you don't have to do it, but you better hope that she doesn't win that HOH. You better hope she doesn't win that HOH because your ass is going to be on the block. There's just no way. There's no way. There's just no way. And I'm saying it now. And I said that shit, Xavier. Alyssa needs to go. I don't care. I don't want to hear no hooting and hollering. I don't want to hear that. No, none of that. Y'all agreed to the six. You're going to the six. That's what it is. Everybody keep your hands and arms and feet collected while you're in the ride. And let's just ride this shit to the six. It's it.
All right. So they, you know, they talk more about their final three as well. Kyland, Hannah and Tiffany. They go on to talk about a plan to try to get Alyssa to use the veto on X again. They're really going to go for it. That Tiffany is going to approach, Alyssa at the last minute, and really make a hard sell for, I will put up Claire if you use the veto on Xavier. She's like, man, if this works, this would be so good. It would be, this would be a top moment in Big Brother. And it would be so good because Xavier would be so pissed. And then we'd go to Xavier and be like, man, I thought you knew her best. I thought you said she wasn't going to do that.
That would be quite amazing. I would live for that.
As the chat is implying here, very, very unlikely here, at this point. But they are going to make a try for it. Then there's going to be this little, I don't know if anybody's been in this position before, but they're like in college, and there's Hannah is there, and Tiffany and Kyland are like, so Hannah, you want to you tired yet? You're tired? And she's like, nah, I'm good. Let's keep talking about this. This is great. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, you know, Hannah, like, I, I'm tired. I think Kylan's already asleep. Oh, look at that. So I'll see you tomorrow. Just make sure that you turn off the light when you walk out. Yeah, thanks so much. I'll keep hold of the insurance policy for now. I will make sure that I write that in my name as well. And it's been lovely doing business with you. Love ya. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. Didn't work. Didn't work.
No, it didn't.
Hannah stayed all the way until Kyland eventually gave up. There you go. That's basically our day here. Obviously, things continue to shift around, but man, look at Kyland, finding himself, pretty well positioned here all of a sudden, as Tiffany has pissed Xavier off so much that Kyland is off of Xavier's radar. Hannah even now is looking at targeting Xavier over Kyland. And the only person he really has to worry about at this point is Azza. And then he has to worry about winning a jury vote, but he's really slid his way back in there.
It's definitely a better spot than the past few weeks. He's like, I mean, look, when we said Sarah Beth Leva might be the best, then here we go. You know, it's so we'll see. We'll see if he can make it to the end. It's still a bit of a perilous. He has a more perilous road than others, but a lot less perilous than before. Yeah. So, yeah, that's cool.
All right. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Aman?
No, I think that's it. Geez, what an emotional day that was. That was a lot, but I'm glad that it happened.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here today. It was definitely a big one, a heavy one here. But that is what the Big Brother gods have given us. I'm glad that we're able to discuss it here. I'm so happy to have had you on here, Mana. It's a lucky coincidence that I had you. I love your eloquence.
Honestly, thank you so much. I look, guys. I have not been able to do a morning update because of this new job that I got. And as soon as I found that I was going to be off today, I was like, yes, I can, like, let me get in, ask Sam to be a part of this. And then that stuff happened yesterday. And I'm like, wow, okay. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, I guess. So it was all meant to be. So I'm glad that I was here for it as well.
All right. Well, I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. Let's see. Today's a Monday. So that means that Rob will be live in the patron group for the slop, talking about all the sloppiness of the week. Probably, I don't think he ever got a chance to talk about Kai Complains. So we might get some of that. Although we might have to turn it to X Complains, because that's a little more relevant now.
Complaints from my ex.
Tomorrow we will have our roundtable talk through the stock watch. Aman will actually be joining us for that. So
I will be back.
Get ready for Aman to mess up your stocks.
Yes, just mess it all up. Whatever you think I'm going to do, I'm not going to do it. And maybe I will, or maybe I won't, or maybe I will. We just have to find out.
All right. Well, you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I was live last night again, before the episode and during the episode, talking about more of this Tiffany and Claire stuff, as well as what was going down on the episode. We also played some Among Us yesterday. So check it all out. Good stuff there over on Twitch. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Aman, where can people find you?
You can find me everywhere at Aman Admin. Also played with Taryn and Puya and the rest of the gang on Twitch yesterday for some Among Us. Still reading Harry Potter. I'll be back tonight. Actually, hold off on that. Rain check on that. We'll see about that. I'll put it out on Twitter if I'll be back tonight for some more Harry Potter. We'll see. But yeah, other than that, yeah, that's it.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.